It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind.
We'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Haven't really done a lot of chatting with our listening audience today.
We've been
today.
So busy.
We've been very, very busy with Richard Belzer and John Walsh and Dave Price.
Take it's a moment and catch your breath, Mike.
Celebrity laden. We'll have some prizes for you coming up. There's a little tease. But before we do that, let's get to the final buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, the one, the only, the Buzz Babe Magnet himself, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Oh, the miserable experience of flying has just gotten more miserable. The fact that American Airlines is now charging $15 a bag, even for the first suitcase, is just the tip of the airborne iceberg.
All right, let me go on
Please
this
do.
One for a second.
Take the stage.
This, I swear to God, United Airlines, I didn't mention this when I was talking about my wonderful experience with United Express over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had a third bag, a little bitty bag that Carla wanted to take, and we had to pay $25 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they charge $25 for the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, American, correct me if I'm wrong, $15 for all bags.
For the first bag, yeah, and every bag.
Is this
right.
Even a carry-on?
This is, you know, this gets back to...
No, for checked luggage.
This
oh,
is
checked
not,
luggage,
look,
okay.
I'm not going to point the finger at the airlines either. This is fuel. This is oil.
Yeah, it's all about
this
that.
Is it.
Sure.
This crap is going to be getting worse and worse and worse in every aspect of our lives. I see no light at the end of this tunnel. It's really starting to creep me out. Did I mention that I went out to dinner last night?
Not on the show, no.
Went to dinner last night at a steakhouse chain, mm-hmm. an expensive steakhouse chain.
Yeah, normally.
And looked at the menu, and instead of really enjoying the first part of dinner, I was staring at the menu, blown away out of my mind at the prices of beef.
You were talking about like a 40% increase on many items.
Just insane. And, and you know, I just stared at this, and I said, you know, this is you're seeing it everywhere now. I mean, the food prices in restaurants, in the grocery store, loaves of bread, and now, you know, $15 a bag. Here's the problem I have with the airlines.
All right.
Why can't you just, you know, raise your prices and do it that way?
They're going to do that too.
Well, no, but you don't. We checked in,
uh-huh.
and it wasn't only the fact that I had to pay $25 for the extra bag.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fact that all of a sudden you go into the click, 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 because they've got to ring it up, and then you got to bring your credit card out
right.
and pay for it right there at the counter.
It's the last thing you want to do.
You know what? Take a covered wagon, because air travel in this country is almost becoming prohibitive.
Expect the other airlines to follow suit, not just on this, but on Americans' plans to cut back on the number of flights and to raise ticket prices. More airline facilities will be closed. More employees will be laid off, making the lousy customer service even lousier.
Don't sugarcoat it, Buzz.
You know, he sounds excited about it, doesn't he?
It's like you talking about motorcycles.
I know. It's like this is a
excited
tragedy.
Excited as in upset.
Use your Ann Curry voice, Buzz.
And I agree with you that I don't think things are going to get any better, but there has to be a breaking point. And I think we'll reach that. Things will have to get better at some point.
What you're going to, you know, it's very difficult.
I know.
What's that, Rob?
Personal jetpacks.
That's it.
This is it's tough. You know, if I was able to predict the future, I'd probably make a lot of money in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that Americans have a tolerance for these gas prices, mm-hmm. but there is a limit.
Yeah, there's
and
a breaking point.
When I heard last night that we were talking 6 months to 12 months, $7 to $8 a gallon of gas.
I think that's what Jim Cramer predicted this morning was going to be our breaking point.
That,
$7 a gallon.
And that's when, you know, you're either figuring out different ways, you're, you know, you're telecommuting, but that's when we're going to stop, and it's going to hurt the oil companies. It's just nuts. It's just, I don't get the fact that we're in this situation where the prices of everything we go to at the grocery store is going up, but if you own a home, that price is going down. It's like this perfect storm. It's driving me nuts.
There will be new hidden airline fees, including one for making a friggin' reservation. Because oil prices are up 170% in the last year, as you said.
They're making a reservation for
American Airlines is going to start charging a reservation fee.
These are made up fees. This is, you know what?
Exactly.
This is such, I mean, this is what they're doing because they have no choice or they will go bankrupt. That's why they're doing this, because the price of fuel.
They got to build it in somewhere.
It's not just in this country. Not that that makes it any better, but airlines around the world, because of the oil prices you mentioned, are jacking up prices, looking for new ways to cut costs. Have a nice flight.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's kind of, have you ever felt in our modern history a time like this where it's just everybody's kind of going, I mean, I wonder what my grandparents felt like during the Great Depression. I really wonder about that because I almost feel like we're heading in that direction.
Well, it has to be worse now because we're in such a give it to me now environment. I'm not sure during the Great Depression, I got this impression from talking to my grandfather.
Right.
They didn't realize how bad it was all over because they didn't have television.
The media, right?
They didn't have internet. They just kind of had to absorb what was dealing with them. But now we're seeing it worldwide instantaneously, and it's flipping depressing.
But do you think that the apathy that we have now in this country, where it really doesn't matter unless it affects me directly?
No, I think that apathy, I think that's something that my generation invented, and you can thank me for that.
Well, I really...
And it may change.
I think it will change as soon as you're seeing everybody get bitten in the ass by this thing. Everybody's going to react to it eventually.
Now, between airfares and gasoline prices, more than half of Americans aren't going anywhere for summer vacation this year. A new survey shows that many of us are too busy anyway, just trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, Mike.
Rob.
Bad enough last year when 45% of us said we would skip the opportunity to get away from it all. This year, it's 51%.
I just think that I've never seen a time when there's this much anxiety in the country. You know, we've been nervous about, wars, and we've been nervous about the potential of the Cold War comes to mind, but everything seems to be happening. We have the war now. Mm-hmm. We have the inflation now. Mm-hmm. We have the recession now. It's all happening at the same time, and everybody's just kind of freaking out a little bit, but they're freaking out quietly. Mm-hmm. I think the next stage is you're going to see people freak out loudly, and then I'm worried. Then I'm going to be very worried about what happens in this
country. Riots and whatnot.
One way or another, that way or another way, I think things will turn around. Most Americans just get 2 weeks of vacation a year anyway. Only Mexico has it worse. Mexicans get 6 days.
Mexican-Americans!
Don't take vacations!
But the rest of the Western world has it better. A month off a year, usually, especially in Europe. Travel experts say, by the way, if you're looking for a bargain, consider Chicago, where a visit will cost you 40% less than a trip to New York City. But think twice about renting a car in Chicago. That city now has the highest gasoline prices in the country.
Let's take a phone call right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello. Oops, that was on hold. Hello, caller. Who's calling? Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Roger.
Roger, what can we do for you?
Well, they're talking about the prices of gas, and I read an interesting article that if we boycott these guys, you know, the four big oil companies, ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, the guys that are making $20 billion a year in pure profits and go to the smaller gas stations.
Yeah, they would tell you, sir, that's only 4 cents on the dollar. That's what they'd be very quick to tell you, only 4 cents on the dollar.
The other difference, though, the other reason to avoid those biggest oil companies, and maybe the guy was leading up to this, is that they import most of their oil, whereas some of the smaller companies rely more on domestic oil. And if we wanted to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, we'd buy from smaller gasoline companies.
You've never been for a boycott, right? You never liked that idea.
I'm just afraid.
You almost sound like, seriously, when you're so against that, you almost sound like you're working for the oil lobby sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You really do sound like that. What would be wrong for making a statement, just doing it, you've always said it wouldn't work.
Because as much as as passionate as I am with you on this, I just don't think it would work.
I think it might. I think it might make a statement, and they have to realize one thing, that yes, they make 4 cents on the dollar. You know what they have to do?
What?
Sorry, guys, you have to make 2 cents profit on the dollar. Mm-hmm. You know, they always talk about the fact that we're reinvesting, this in development. No, you're reinvesting that so you can keep the machine going and make more profit. Look, I am pointing fingers at the oil companies. I am pointing fingers at them. They have to bite a little bit of this bullet, too. They have to take a little bit of this pain, too. It's very, very frustrating.
I embrace and appreciate these days. You were talking about $7 or $8 a gallon. A respected energy advisor tells CNBC we could be headed for $12 or $15 a gallon.
You know, think of your average SUV. Rob drives a big one. The average person, I mean, it's just... even with your hybrids, this is getting into prohibitive territory.
Yeah.
You're going to make choices of rent, food on the table, and this is
lifestyle.
I'm the last person in the world that freaks out over your scaremongering on the news.
What?
But I swear to God, this is one that's got me a little bit freaked out here.
Just for fun, could we do this radio show over the phone?
You mean teleradio?
More companies are doing telecommuting now to try to help people save money that way.
Let's go to Ed. Ed, you have something to say about this. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys. Yeah, I heard this analyst the other day was saying that one of the reasons we're suffering so much here that the dollar, it's like worth 35 cents if you translate it over.
That doesn't help. You're right.
Yeah, the value of the dollar overseas, that's sucking wind as well. It's it's got a lot of people freaked out.
But in an effort to help, I will give anyone who gives me a dollar 50 cents cash.
Kelly, you're on the Mike O'Mara
show. 15 cents profit.
Hello, Kelly. What can we do for you?
Hey, I was wondering, we have this oil reserve, and they're saving it basically because they say we're going to endanger animals up in Alaska. But aren't we in enough of a crisis where we should start using
that's
it?
That's the, you know what, everybody, that's the big argument for environmentalists. That's just a fragment of the oil reserves that we're talking about here. In the big scheme of things, mm-hmm. I really don't think that's that significant.
I think that would be more exciting for the guys who actually drill for oil in this country than it would be for the average American.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the answer then is moving forward into the past. A Tennessee farmer recently bought a couple of mules that he's now using to drive his field equipment.
Here they are now.
Oh, they're mean.
They're fierce mules.
Rob?
Yes?
Yeah, you know, every day, right? It's something new?
Yes.
More animal sounds.
You
and
think?
Meaner.
Yes, yeah. Meaner animal sounds.
Oh, don't
sounds.
Get much meaner than my mom's dog, Reddy.
These are guard mules.
Guard mules.
Guard mules.
Watch mules.
One of T.R. Raymond's sons trained the mules and then converted their farm equipment from fuel to mule. It's slower, of course, but Raymond says he can't afford the diesel. Quoting him, we can feed these mules cheaper than we can buy fuel.
Mules!
Quoting one of his sons, it's the way of the future.
That'll fix him. That'll put some fight into him.
Well, that was right smart of him, wasn't it?
Let's go to Brian. I don't know whether he agrees with you or me, Buzz, but
Let's
he wants
see.
To talk about it. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Well, on the idea of a boycott and buying from a smaller company, the thing is the refineries are all owned by the big companies. And your little corner gas station, the mom and pop gas station, probably buys their oil, their fuel from Exxon. So a boycott doesn't really work because they actually make more money selling it to them than they do.
You know what?
Can I tell
you seriously though, Brian? And I argue with Buzz about this as well. You know what? Okay, fine. Let's just sit here. You know, really, because at a certain point. You know, I'm not advocating revolution.
Well, no.
But at a certain point, I just wish there was more fire in the belly of everybody about
this.
Yeah,
but let's take
we're just sitting here like we're lambs to the effing slaughter.
In my case, though, I want to take the right action. I don't want to act just for the sake of acting.
Sometimes when you're waiting to take the right action, mm-hmm. you don't take any action. And I'm saying, even if it was a statement that didn't work, you know, everybody's got... There's going to come a time, Buzz, where people are going to have a need to vent. They're going to have a need to do something. You know, and short of anarchy, you got to give them some sort of group activity. And I just would feel better
so,
if
Mike,
we were doing that.
You want a riot. Buzz wants
I
a
don't
sit.
Want a riot.
Buzz wants a sit-in.
A sit-in, yes.
And really, the truth is somewhere in the middle.
And,
I think
it probably won't matter. But you know what? We should make some noise.
Here are some big oil companies that do not import Middle Eastern oil. Sunoco, Conoco, Sinclair, BP. Phillips, Hess, and Arco.
Okay, this is what I feel about that. Mm-hmm. I don't give a rat's ass about whether they import it or not. What I care about is the fact that all of these oil companies are raising the prices to the point where it's putting common people into bankruptcy.
Mostly because of the cost of foreign oil.
I know. It's just I'm pissed.
I buy all my gas at Executive Getty.
Mow your lawn or go to jail. That's our story after Mike gives away a prize.
Thank you very
good
much.
Tease.
Hey, Pat, you're the last word on this before we go to break. What did you want to say, Pat?
Well, you know, if you got a 20-gallon tank and it's $12 a gallon, that's $300 to fill it up.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And we're going to all be like the Chinese riding around on little mopeds around here trying to get to and from work.
Yeah, it'll be insane, and some people might say, as it should be. No, I don't know what I'm saying. I know I'm playing the Touchstones right now. Just when we get everybody that wants to talk about something, we have to clear the lines out to give away a prize.
Give away a quart of gas.
It's the same prize as Beth Ann's had for me for 3 years.
They're classics, Mike.
Is it wrestling or Riverdance? Which do you think we should give away?
Oh, I think we should do Riverdance.
Riverdance, right now. A pair of tickets to see Riverdance, if you're caller 100. Riverdance live at Wolf Trap next Thursday, May 29th. For more info and tickets, call 877-WOLF-TRAP or wolftrap.org. Get on the line. Caller 100 wins the tickets to Riverdance, and we will take a brief break. Come back with our final buzz, and hopefully it won't be as heated, but I'm getting a little peeved.
Settle down, you two boys.
I'm angry at the oil companies. We'll be right after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.